Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Titans, win that game all's possible. Lose that game, things can spin wobbly and get out of control. Fascinating seasons, the high stakes of the early part of this schedule, just fascinating. Shaquille Leonard may play Sunday. He may not play Sunday. He kind of set the record straight yesterday at Colts.com, talking to J.J. Stankovic. Shaquille Leonard, we're going to go over what he said. And I think it's important to understand that in all the times that I've spoken to Shaq Leonard, he never lied about anything. He's one of the most honest guys you can talk to in that locker room. And that locker room is filled with a lot of honest guys. So I'm going to take him at his word. And you should take him at his word, too. Jim Irsay went to Twitter to boss Colts fans around. This is what happened. Jim Irsay, God bless him, man. You just love him. You love him in his current form. And you'd kind of like him to grow up a little bit. It's interesting. He is one fascinating individual. Tua last night for the Dolphins, a horrifying head and neck injury, rushed to a Cincinnati hospital a week after. I'm not a neurologist, but I thought he clearly suffered some kind of a head ding, a concussion maybe. He came back into the game and played. And last night, I don't know if last night was a part of what happened the previous week, but I'm troubled by the NFL. I got to tell you the truth. We're going to talk about Tom Allen and the Indiana Hoosiers. We're rocking the IU colors because Nebraska's coming after us, baby. Nebraska's coming after Tom Allen, and I'm not going to have it. The Cubs, hotter than hell. A winning record since the All-Star break. How about that action? All right, let's talk about sports. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, September 30th, 2022. Brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Go to BUSR.com/Kent, and here's what BUSR is going to do. Your initial deposit up to $1,000, they're going to match in free play. Plus, you deposit more than a hunch, and you get $25 in casino chips to use at your whim. Cool. Nice. All right. Use the BUSR. We're going to have, Ivan's going to have picks. The Persimmon Prognosticator will have picks this afternoon that you can use this Saturday and Sunday. And Ivan's been hotter than hell this season. Really, really good. Subscribe, like, if you're a subscriber and you've liked this video, you're entered to win what's in this prize egg. It's a nice piece of Pacers memorabilia, a signed item from one of the favorites of the Pacers the last 10 years, all right? Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Let's talk about sports, shall we? Here's what Shaquille Leonard had to say to J.J. Stankiewicz yesterday. J.J. does great work at Colts.com and spent some time talking to Shaq. He said, I'm going to say this because I've seen it on social media. If I'm ready to go, I'm going to play. I went out there last year with one ankle. I love this game. I love this game with all my heart, and I would do anything to play this game for 100 years. Listen, all you have to do is spend 5 minutes with Shaquille Leonard, and you understand that this is one of the most sincere human beings and one of the most decent human beings you're ever going to meet in your life. And to be cynical about Shaquille Leonard and whether he's kind of dogging it because he's made his money, he's got his second contract, is just completely at odds with what you know him to be. So don't do that. You can get cynical about stuff if you want. I think cynicism is weakness. And in this case, I think it's also stupidity. More than stupidity, I think it's ignorance, because you don't know, and we don't know either. But I feel like I get a good sense of who a guy is based upon personal interactions with that guy. And Shaquille Leonard is one of the friendliest guys in that locker room. And when he tells you something, he says it with a fervor you believe. I like Shaquille Leonard a lot. He cares about football. He cares about the Colts. And people getting down on him because he's injured and trying to come back as quick as he can from a back injury, I think is entirely inappropriate. Look, he's in a no-win situation. As he said yesterday, if he plays and he's not ready and he can't contribute in the way Zaire Franklin can, then he's being selfish by playing. He's putting his love of football ahead of the welfare of the team. If he doesn't play, he's dogging it. So how does a guy win given those two paths of fan philosophy regarding him, of the cynical? And there are a lot of cynical people on social media, and Shaquille Leonard, you know what? I think that he needs to stay off social media, not listen to the rabble. However, he doesn't. He takes it kind of as fuel, he says, and so that's his decision. But it's also your decision as to what you feel and what you believe about a guy who's genuinely a great guy and honest about his, you know, they talk about kicking the stigma, right, with the Colts, and that's their passion project with the Colts. Mental illness. You know, we all get down once in a while. Shaquille Leonard has been really, really honest about his thoughts regarding mental illness and his battles with depression. You know what? Take this guy at his word. You want him not to play? People say, well, this reminds me of Andrew Luck. I don't know how it reminds you of Andrew Luck. But one thing that likely drove Andrew Luck a little bit nuts was fan kind of assumptions that drive cynical beliefs about them. Don't do that with Shaquille Leonard. Understand that this is a good guy, and he's doing what he can, and when he can go out and play, he's going to go out and play, and let's not judge. How about that? I think that'd be a decent thing to do. Jim Irsay yesterday on Twitter, holy cow, a torrent of edicts from Jim Irsay about fan behavior on Sunday. He wants it loud, so loud that it dictates the game. He said, pissed off, intense, primal for 3 hours, not 30 minutes. How bad do you want it? Help us beat the Titans by being loud like never before. You've been challenged. What you gonna do? Look, I kind of love it on one hand. I kind of hate it on one hand. Fans pay to go to Lucas Oil Stadium. And if they want to get loud, they can get loud. If they want to sit quietly, they can sit quietly. They can do what they want. They're not employees. They're paying customers. You can't demand behavior from paying customers. And I kind of know Jim Irsay's not doing that. Jim Irsay is a guy who loves the team that he owns, and he would like everyone to love it as much as he does. He also knows that it helps fuel ticket sales to make it seem like fans are a part of the experience and fans can affect the level of play on the field. I get that. It's also that he wants fans to have fun. You know, a Jim Irsay at his core is a kid who wants people to enjoy his product and he wants to see that on Sunday. He's also a guy who feels like he doesn't have the control of the franchise that he would like to have, and so he's trying to control other aspects of what's going on with the team. That's me inferring facts, frankly, not in evidence. But still, Jim Irsay is calling out fans saying, be loud. All right, you want to be loud, be loud. You want to ignore him. These fans have come so far in Indianapolis. When I first moved here in 1993, I went to a game at the Hoosier Dome. It was called the Hoosier Dome then. Stood up, big third down, like third and 12. Stood up, started yelling, like people do in Chicago and other NFL cities. Huge third, defensively, huge third down. I got people everywhere behind me yelling at me to sit down. I thought, what the hell kind of backward-ass city have I moved to, frankly? Well, it changed. It pivoted, and people here got smart and figured out how to be a football fan. Now, we got something going. Jim Irsay calling people out. You know what? Fans can affect play. I've heard it. I've felt it in Seattle. Seattle Rams and the fans in Seattle, like, that was sound you could feel. It gets loud enough, it rattles your cage a little bit. And hopefully the Colts fans, loud enough. We don't want the Colts to lose, right? The NFL, I want to see the NFL not be a hypocritical mess where it comes to head injury. Last week, Tua playing gets up and he's wobbly. It's not, oh, geez, my back. It's like wobbly, and he's got to be studied by a teammate. The Dolphins say he had a back injury, not a head injury, and they put him back in the game. Everything was fine last week. Last night, not so fine. Dolphins playing against the Bengals, and he gets pinned back, and his head hits the turf. His hands seize, and he's rushed to a hospital. He's rushed to a Cincinnati trauma center. Either you're serious about concussions, and you're serious about CTE, or you're not. There's no middle ground here. And to buy what the Dolphins were selling in terms of back injury versus concussion, absolutely inappropriate, absolutely irresponsible. And last night, we saw the results of it, or perhaps the results of it. Again, I'm not a neurologist, but last night could have been part of an extended injury that began last week. And, you know, when you see guys like Mike Webster commit suicide, like Dave Duerson commit suicide, Junior Seau commit suicide, others live a life of infirmedness, you know what? And then fans get critical of Andrew Luck for stepping away from football and deciding he's going to be a good husband and he's going to be a good father and he's going to be a good son as he moves through the rest of his adulthood. Do you blame Andrew Luck for not putting himself at risk? I worked with an NFL player in St. Louis radio. And I said, what'd you think about like injuries and head injuries? And he said, you know what I thought every time? And he started 100, I think he played 100 games. And might have started 100 games. But he said, every time I walked on the field or ran on the field, I thought this might be the last time I walk. These guys, these NFL players, are kind of modern-day gladiators. And some people love it. Some people are businessmen. Some people like the competition. You know what? But being critical of somebody like Andrew Luck or being critical of somebody like Darius Leonard, I think, or Shaquille Leonard, I think it's wholly inappropriate. We don't know what these people go through to play, and we don't know the risks, how they bear upon them week to week and their families. And to be critical of them for choosing not to do it anymore or choosing to be 100% healthy when they go out onto the field, I think is completely ridiculous. And I think that the NFL allowing the Dolphins last week to operate unilaterally in clearing Tua, I think was just heresy in terms of what it comports itself to be, a caring organization that doesn't want its players to die young because of brain injury. I think it's horrifying. Indiana, Nebraska tomorrow night, Tom Allen, biggest clown in college football. This is what a former Nebraska coach asked. So, look, you know what? In the state of Indiana, there are people who think that Tom Allen's a clown, but he's our clown. He's our clown. You can't come after him. Nebraska hadn't gone to a bowl in 6 years. Indiana's gone to three. Who's the clown? Nebraska should be relegated back to the Big 12. They play tomorrow night. Tonight, Washington at UCLA. Michael Penix playing for Washington, playing really, really well. 1,388 yards passing, 12 TDs, one interception. Cubs won 2-0 yesterday over the Phillies. They've won 8 of their last 9. They got 6 left, all against the Reds. 3 this weekend at Wrigley, 3 next week at Great American Ballpark. At the All-Star break, they were 35-57. Since the All-Star break, 34-29. I don't know what that means to you, but it, you know what, if you're looking for a silver lining to a terribly dark season, there it might be. Let's celebrate some birthdays. The great Connor Reardon celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Connor. Paul Casey, the great Artie Clear, hilarious comedian. The great Wally Levitt, happy birthday. Ashley Shane, Lawrence Knoll, Larry Hanger, happy birthday. The great Art Volo. Art Volo is the chronicler of all things radio and does a wonderful job of preserving radio history. Johnette Cruz, happy birthday. Corey Feklaris, happy birthday. Mark Skirvin, happy birthday. Great name in terms of Indiana athletics and Indiana University broadcasting. Gary Schwartz, happy birthday. Cheryl Owens and Bradley Lewis Walker, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, celebrate somebody else that is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, and this afternoon, you could win the contents of this prize egg, which will be revealed this afternoon. We're going to go a little bit early this afternoon, not the typical 4 o'clock live show. Going to go a little bit early. I can't wait to talk to you then.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.